Scott, that one was 5-0.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, and the final one, we've got reconsideration request, Doug Will, Tom Motley, regarding BOA approval of permit 1904A, JMS Property LLC, allowing nightly rental use on three lots located on Sunrise Cove.
Sorry.
Good evening.
Good evening. My name is Jillian Will, and I live at 155 Sunrise Cove. I want to thank you for the opportunity to speak tonight. A few months ago, your administrator, Scott Sterrett, said that it was not Taney County's responsibility to enforce our covenants. And he was right. So that's when we decided to do something about it, and we sought legal advice and hired an attorney. I needed to find out once and for all what set of covenants really applied to us living on Sunrise Cove in Cross Creek, and find out what laws and rules govern Sunrise Cove that would protect my rights as a resident on that street. Unfortunately, our attorney was not able to be here with us tonight due to a previous engagement, but we did spend countless hours with Tom Motley, who was able to clearly define our covenants and point out the facts within the pages of the covenants that govern our rights as a resident on Sunrise Cove. He was able to define what the covenant stipulated as allowable and not allowable. So I stand before you today with solid facts as to why we're asking the board to reconsider their decision to allow nightly rentals on three lots on Sunrise Cove. First, if given the opportunity, we intend to prove to the board that Taney County should have based their special use division permit off of their Taney County code. Second, if given the opportunity, we intend to prove that Built Right would have not been allowed to build duplexes or ask for nightly rentals under the restrictions of the 2005 covenants. And I have places that were marked that were, we went over with the attorney. Third, if given the opportunity, we intend to prove that the 2001 recorded document are out of date and make them null and void, and they do not apply to the three lots on Sunrise Cove. If given the opportunity, we intend to prove that the 2005 covenants are the current and legal binding covenants for Sunrise Cove, and that they supersede any earlier recorded documents. Fifth, if given the opportunity, we intend to prove true that the lots 2 through 13 on Sunrise Cove were not meant for commercial use, but for single family residential use. Sixth, if given the opportunity, we intend to prove that nightly rentals go against the current 2005 covenants. Seventh, if given the opportunity, we intend to prove that nightly rentals are not compatible with what is currently in the neighborhood by using the definitions of the compatibility in the Taney County Guidance Code. And eighth, if given the opportunity, we intend to prove that nightly rentals would not be compatible with what was intended and outlined in our 2005 covenants. This decision for reconsideration directly affects myself and my husband because we live right across the street from these three lots on Sunrise Cove that they have proposed for nightly rental. Please, I stand here before you tonight asking you to please vote yes on reconsideration so that I can be given the opportunity to disclose the evidence that my attorney has defined and outlined in the current covenants. Thank you.
Any questions?
Could I address the board?
Yes.
I did an extensive search on the covenants, not to say that I missed, but I looked and looked. The ones that I found for the 2005, I came up to mapping at Assessors. She mapped it, and it was for the homesteads at Cross Creek. Because each CCR has a legal description with it, and that's the only property that I found any covenants for besides lot number 9, which had this timeshare or fractional ownership. But being said, no decision could be made based on covenants by planning or board of adjustment. So
but
I hate to see that window open because you guys cannot make a decision based off of the covenants.
But at, in all due respect, as my right as a homeowner in that community, this is the only thing that governs the area in which we live. And if given the chance, I can prove to you that lots 2 through 13 are in fact governed by these specifically.
But that makes no difference to the boards because you're the only one that can enforce those through civil court. If my board made a decision on that, I mean, we'd be
your board makes a decision every day based on documents.
Well, Scott, you know, the one thing I would say is without a doubt, I take it into consideration on the compatibility side, not specific to the documents, but without a doubt, if there's
and commercial use
within the documents. I know that we can't enforce them, but
you can't make them any base part of the decision, is what I've been told by 2 county attorneys. So
okay.
You can choose how you direction you want to go, but I've had 2 county attorneys say that they cannot base a decision on covenants and restrictions.
Yeah.
You can read them and look at them, but that can't be part of your decision.
But you guys base your decision every time you have a hearing like this, you base it off of compatibility. That, I mean, it's given. I've sat here through numerous meetings, and it's and that is something that everybody talks about. That is an issue, so they can enforce that.
Well, we can enforce it, but it can be part of
It can be a part of how you make your decision.
But I would also say if you look at that, there's commercial property.
But what you don't understand is that commercial property is way up on the hill. It has, we get no commercial traffic down below. That is a completely, you can't see the grade of that, but this whole area here is way up on the hill. So we get no, there is no commercial traffic here. None at all. Absolutely none.
Well, again, we're not here to not try, but to make a decision on the case. It has enough new evidence been presented to consider rehearing this request. It looks like there was a lot of legwork done on additional information to present to us, but that's ultimately what we're here for tonight. So is there any comments or discussion on that?
There's an avenue for this to be resolved in civil court. Is that correct?
Yes.
Right, that's the last step. If it goes through all of planning board of adjustment steps, the next step is civil court.
Right. I'm aware of that. My attorney told me that.
Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
But I'd have to sue him directly.
So, again, going back to this whole thing, concern we had with the property that went across the dam, it was over there with that subdivision and the road issues. When we got to this property, there's a direct route in and out from the street, and that's why it was unanimous vote yes. And it was all 3 voted yes to approve that one.
And was there an opportunity to postpone this from the
village? There was an opportunity to postpone.
Yes.
Can I ask one question, sir?
No.
Well, I'm Doug Wilson.
That's Doug.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I'm having a hard time with my voice. That's my wife.
Okay.
My wife spoke. You guys denied the building of the 2 other ones due to that bridge. Is that correct? Based on that. What is the difference between those 3 that are built there with that road compared to the other ones where the bridge is affecting it? Excuse me. You understand what I'm saying?
I think you just answered that, didn't you? That the egress in and out.
Yeah. You see, you guys approved it last time for him to build nightly rentals. but denied the other two. So I don't understand what the difference is if you have the same problem with the road as far, even with those 10 units down lower that he wants to build, compared to these three right here.
Well, and that's because we had three board members and two voted yes to approve that and one voted no, so that was all on the one that had voted no.
I thought all three of you voted to approve it last time. It was 2-1 last time? I thought all three of you.
2-1 on the first one.
The first two, correct.
And then that one, all three voted yes.
Yeah, but what I don't understand is how can you reject or deny him the building of duplexes there?
I think he's answered it two times, sir. One is you guys chose, or it went through and the three members voted, mm-hmm. and one was 2-1, so there wasn't enough votes or quorum to where it could pass, so it failed. And then the other is the discussion of, based on the location of those lots, is that there's an easy ingress and egress to 76 from there. Is that accurate?
That's accurate.
So that's you've asked the question, and that's the response that we got back.
I just ask that you give me an opportunity to rehear it.
So if I understand, Mrs. Will, what you have to provide to us is your documents from the covenants. Is that correct?
That's part of it, but not all of it.
Well, I think in my opinion that the vote stands on that one. That was a unanimous vote. And that's just how I felt about it. So,
and if I could say one more thing, I came to you with evidence today. I did a lot of work on it. I paid money to have an attorney help me with this. And for you to maybe not allow me to share my information would just grieve me greatly. And I just want to say that.
Ma'am, I can understand that. There was a public forum before the vote took place where you had an opportunity to bring that before previously, that information, correct? At the prior hearing where it was approved?
No, that
information? Right? And it wasn't brought before us at that time.
We kept being told that it wasn't up to you guys, him. He said that it wasn't up to them to enforce our covenants. So that made me think, when they made that statement to me, then I need to have somebody, I need to enforce them myself. That's what he's telling me. To me, that's the message he was sending. So that's when, between this last time and this time, that I went and hired an attorney. So I don't know how to answer that other than to say that.
Okay. So based on all that, I think we're to a point to either approve the reconsideration or deny the reconsideration request based on what's presented.
I think with Rick and Corey here, and they were present, I'd like to hear what they have to say before we make that motion.
Oh, I'm good with the decision that we made last time. I think the decision should stand.
Just going back to what we're hearing, which is there new evidence? I'm not sure that from what I heard there, like, I heard anything new that maybe some question about the covenants, but I'm not sure that's even relevant for us. So I don't know that we have anything new there. I mean, the question about injustice, and I'm not sure that's the case. I mean, from my standpoint, no, I'm not sure that it applies.
Okay.
No, again, there was an opportunity to postpone it. So, and if we're talking about either, you know, this unanimous versus 2-1, there was an opportunity to postpone it whenever all board members would have been present. You know, and that opportunity wasn't taken.
Okay. Then I'll make a motion to deny the request.
Okay, we've got a motion to deny.
Second.
Motion and a second. Any further discussion? Okay, all those in favor to deny the reconsideration request, raise your hand, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? So, Scott, that was 5-0.
5-0, okay.
And that is all the reconsideration request, and the public hearings are postponed to June 19th for the public hearings for both cases.